Hello, and welcome to the Erasmus Podcast. Nice to meet you all. Nice to meet you all. Erasmus Podcast. Hello. Hello. Erasmus Podcast.
Welcome to our Erasmus program. My name is Laura. I'm from Spain.
Hello, my name is Miranda and I'm from Sweden.
Hello, my name is Piros and I'm from Corfu, Greece.
Hi, I'm Zoe and I also come from Greece.
What does the word immigrant suggest to you?
Yeah, I think that an immigrant is someone who traveled from another country and doesn't want to be there for some reasons like war or economy or something like that.
Immigrants are, like Miranda said, people that came in another country due to war, due to multiple reasons, and they want to present themselves.
Yeah.
Imagine you were an immigrant. How would you like to be treated?
I would like to be respected and have equal rights to the people of the same country, of that country.
What do you know about xenophobia? What is it? Where does the word come from?
Xenophobia is a Greek word. It is comprised of the word xenos, which means a person that we don't know, and phobia, which means fear. So a xenophobic person is a person who fears different people, different from him. What was the question?
What is it? Where does the word come from?
Ah, okay.
What do you think about immigration rules in our country?
In Sweden, I think it's some good rules. Sometimes I think they're a little bit strict because we have a lot of immigrants in Sweden, so we have to have rules. And sometimes they are a little strict. What do you think?
Well, it's the same, strict, but not so good rules because it's something new for us. But most immigrants live in the capital and there are not so many, but they are.
Okay.
They still exist.
Do you think that people should be free to live in and work in any country, even if it isn't his home country?
Well, yes, of course, equal rights everywhere. They can go and work there, make their own decisions.
Do people make enough efforts to make xenophobia disappear?
I don't think so. Well, they're trying to, but it's something different for them.
Yeah, I think that it's harder for the older people who hasn't have this like we have a lot of info about it right now, but before it wasn't the same because people thought differently.
Why do some people usually think that they are better than immigrants?
Because they lived in this country before, so they know, and they think they are better. Well, that no one is better from the other person. Everyone is equal.
Right? Yeah, I think it's about that you are very to your own country. You feels like... it's here I'm home.
How we can stop these negative feelings of xenophobia?
Let me think. We could stop xenophobia by informing people, especially students at school, and make some manifestations about this topic.
Why does racism exist? I have never understand that.
Well, we can't answer that equally. Everyone has the same opinion on that. I don't think so. It differs in many ways. But in my opinion, racism is something they have built before. So it keeps going through the generations, and you have to put up with that or not. You guys?
Racism existed from the ancient times. Talented people at first thought that they were better than any other people, any other person, and started to act like it. Those people want to have more rights than the other people.
How does the place where you are born affect your future life?
Well, it doesn't actually affect it in that much way, because I think a little bit differently, but most of the people have different views on things, and it affects the teenagers mostly.
To my mind, all the countries have every country has its own culture, and the place that we grow up determines a lot of our attitudes, values, and such.
If you were an immigrant who wanted to come here, what would you look for apart from a job?
I would look for personal satisfaction, to be happy with my life. That means have some relatives here, someone to take care of me when I'm sad, and except for the economic problems and jobs, my feelings and yeah.
Why do you think a xenophobic person has that anger to different people?
They don't know exactly what is different, and what is different makes them angry, because they can't understand this. They cannot comprehend and keep up with that, so they get angry. They have nothing else to think about.
In addition, they feel endangered and they try to protect their territory.
Yeah, they are scared of what they don't have in their own country.
Could a world without racism exist one day?
Well, I imagine what that would look like. Well, it would be perfect, but we must think in reality, and most of the people remain racist. Some people remain racist. Can't fight that completely.
Do we treat immigrants well in your country?
I think in Sweden that some people do and some don't. It's very much people who are against immigrants, and then they are those who really wants to help the immigrants. So it's like half-half, I think.
In Greece, I think a lot of people, not all people, but a lot of them, treat people, immigrants, badly, especially if they come from Asia. From Asia, Pakistan, Iran, something like this.
Yes. What would you do if you saw xenophobia in your school?
Of course, I would try to stop this, but I don't know if I could, because I don't know the way it would be.
No, because when you think of it, you really want to stop it. But when you are in that situation, it's hard. So I don't know what I would do either.
Do you agree or disagree with immigration to your country?
I don't disagree, because I would like to help some of the people. But I don't know if Greece is the right country where they should immigrate to look for a better life. I don't know about you guys.
Immigrants choose a country that can offer them what they are looking for. Don't come to other countries with a lot of problems already. because those countries can't take can't live up to their expectations.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.